This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Marking his first 100 days in office, President Joe Biden will use his first joint address to Congress to pitch a $1.8 trillion investment in children, families, and education that would fundamentally transform the role government plays in American life. In the nationally televised ritual of a president standing before Congress, Biden will lay out a sweeping proposal for universal preschool, 2 years of free community college, $225 billion for child care, and monthly payments of at least $250 to parents. Biden will make his case Wednesday night in Washington before a pared-down gathering of mask-wearing legislators due to COVID-19 restrictions and in a Capitol building still surrounded by fencing after January's insurrectionist riot. India's toll from the coronavirus surge passed 200,000 on Wednesday and passed another daily death toll record as shortages of oxygen, medical supplies, and hospital staff continued. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Healthcare facilities are overwhelmed, as are crematoriums. A grim scene captures the sheer number of dead. Row upon row of bodies burning on makeshift platforms as cremation grounds have become overrun. Across New Delhi, people are turning to temporary facilities, undertaking mass burials and cremations. Mourners have turned to parking lots and parks as families grow desperate to bury their loved ones. Ambulances carrying bodies of victims are waiting in line for hours. International help is starting to get through, though. Supplies arriving in New Delhi included ventilators and oxygen concentrators from Britain, with more sent from Australia, Germany, and Ireland, while Singapore and Russia pledged oxygen cylinders and medical supplies.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. This is VOA News. European Union countries introducing their own COVID vaccination certificates would have to grapple with a myriad of disjointed systems if the bloc fails to build a shared one, according to a senior official. The EU is pushing to have shared digital health passes to allow tourists to travel freely this summer. However, discussions are not yet settled on costs, data, and privacy issues, as well as technical and medical aspects of the new system. Tourism-reliant southern EU countries like Spain and Italy are keen to launch the new tool to help their economies. With no central gateway to ensure interoperability yet in place, countries including Estonia, Lithuania, Greece, Spain, Germany, and France are introducing their own solutions to record vaccination. Satellites show the world's glaciers are melting faster than ever. AP's Shelley Adler has details.
It's the same story. Glaciers are melting. It's a global phenomenon.
World Glacier Monitoring Service Director Michael Zemp.
10 years ago, we were saying that the glaciers are the indicator of climate change, but now actually they become a memorial of the climate crisis.
And Zemp points out that the world's glaciers should react differently to climate change depending on where they are. But that's not happening.
What is really surprising, actually, is that a vast majority is basically showing the same signal. And this is a strong indication that there must be a common global forcing that is doing that.
Half the world's glacial loss is coming from the United States and Canada. I'm Shelley Adler.
The U.S. space agency NASA says astronaut Michael Collins, one of the three men who flew on the first manned mission to land on the moon, has died of cancer. He was 90. We get details from AP's Ed Donahue.
Collins made history on Apollo 11.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Neil Armstrong was the first to set foot on the moon. Buzz Aldrin was with him. Michael Collins was back in the command module. Speaking in 2019, Collins says he'd always been asked.
Wasn't I the loneliest person in the whole lonely history of the whole lonely solar system when I was by myself in that lonely orbit? And the answer was no.
Michael Collins liked going to the moon, but...
I want to go direct to Mars.
His family says Michael Collins had been fighting cancer. I'm Ed Donahue.
A mixed trading day on Wall Street with the Dow Jones Industrials and the NASDAQ lower late in the trading session, but the S&P 500 in positive territory. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.